Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Salad or Dolly, threw a great party. We all drank Bacardi, it got kinda gnarly. We're light as a feather, we're tougher than leather. Together we're weirder, we're weirder together.
Hello, I am Ione Sky, and then with Benley, and we are recording.
I'm your business partner and co-pilot and comrade.
Co-host. Who was the Kelly Ripperton? No, who? Not Kelly Ripperton.
Kelly Ripper.
Ripper.
And no. Kelly Ripper and Regis Philbin.
That's right. This is us.
Kelly Ripper, my most sort of uncool crush.
I would say she's what's cool anyway?
No, I just mean she's so middle of the road. Like she's just she's designed to be.
Listen, you got to have one of those.
You do.
Sometimes you can't.
Do you have one? Who's yours? Clive Owen?
He's not middle of the road.
Oh, he's sorry. Like I messed
every
with your crush.
Woman's crush.
That's why he's middle of the road.
Oh, well, like middle of the road?
I just mean like predictable.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Predictable. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Did you see Croupier?
No, I didn't. But this is like...
What a mood that...
Was it a proper movie or was it just like Clive Owen porn for people
no,
that have crushes on
both.
Him?
It's maybe his first, one of the first films and you accidentally see it...
His penis?
No, the film. And you think you've discovered a gem and then people are like, oh yeah, that's a cool movie. It's like London and like gambling and like kind of thriller, but he was really new and blah, blah, blah. So we are...
Now, I think the thing that...
Don't
viewers.
Cuck me. I'm trying to cuck you. I'm trying to cuck you.
So, okay. So what? I can't ask you about your fit right now?
Yes, but I just wanted to explain. I wanted to do a How Long Gone beginning.
What's a How Long Gone beginning?
It's like where we're recording from.
Oh, tell us where we're recording and then I'll ask you for a fit check.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So where are we recording from?
We are in our townhouse in our little town, temporary town of Sydney. And it's evening. And it's fall in Australia.
But it's a beautiful fall day. Oh. I jumped in the ocean today. It was gorgeous.
What's not? I mean, the best seasons are too short. Fall and spring, right?
True.
I love all seasons. But yeah, they're a bit short. But it's a very romantic fall in Sydney, I would have to say.
It's gorgeous.
Last night, we ate at the pub.
We ate at the Wallara pub. We did with our friends Lenka and James. Now, Lenka is a musician that I've known for many years. Her and James actually cemented their relationship in our Laurel Ave place where we fell in love.
Oh, that's nice.
Remember, like I was away at some point and they stayed there.
It's Heartbreak Hotel or Fall in Love House.
There's got to be a more catchy title. If you've got Heartbreak Hotel, this is Heart... Build. Heart Build Motel.
Anyway, last night.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a whole spiel.
Sorry,
you,
I didn't know.
You hopped up.
Go for it. What? No, say it. What happened last night?
No, I'm just saying that some pub food is like extraordinary and some is not so good. And this like fish curry. Damn.
Well, Americans' association with pub food is like sports bar, like onion rings and maybe hot wings or something.
Right.
But Aussie pub food is more based on the British idea of like that you have a proper like great meal at the pub.
Yeah. And we got a vegan curry as well and it was unreal.
You got to fuck with that gado.
I know. There was an unfortunate singer. It was amazing though because like one of those singers, it was... Like when you first come in, you're like, oh no, really? And they're singing like...
It's like slightly too loud doing Green Day and Red Hot Chili Peppers songs acoustically.
But then cut to hour one.
And he is signed to Weirder Together and we're putting out his evening. I'm kidding.
But people start dancing a little like it's a wedding, but it was cute.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was so interesting hearing Lenka. So a lot of people, most people know Lenka. She wrote the song that was kind of like... the centerpiece of that film Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. And remember, like, the kid was singing it all the time. It was like, I'm just a little bit lost in the middle. Life is a game and love is a riddle. Anyway,
And I wanted you to do a real pub version.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Later, I'll bust out the acoustic. But anyway, Lenka has done really amazingly
in China,
which is like such a... It's this twist that she could have never have expected.
And I want her on the pod. I want to ask her all about it.
Totally. Apparently, like if you go to China and you get on the subway and someone's phone rings, there's a high chance it's a Lenka song. Like she's really famous. She's like, right. You know. So anyway, that was fascinating hearing about how China works.
You had a moment in Barcelona.
Yeah, the Spanish people loved Catch My Disease. It became the theme song for the subway. They used it in their subway commercials.
Interesting. Yeah, I love, you know, it's great if you have a hit in a country that you're into.
Can we discuss your fit?
Yes.
For this pod? Because I went cash. Mm. I didn't know what you were wearing. I thought, you know, sometimes we accidentally wear the same things.
Okay, so.
Not at all. You arrived like this.
Well,
gorgeous. Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing an IKEA robe, to be honest. But
Swedish.
Swedish robe. I'm mimicking Tatiana von Furstenberg, who sometimes you'll come over and she'll, but she's more in a, I forgot the brand. Kathy Hilton loves this brand. It's like a bedding. It's like they have these hearts. Oh, shit. I wish I could remember the name of it. It's not Frette. It's like, anyway.
So is this a personal reference or is this one you expected viewers and listeners to pick up on?
Listen, I'm wearing a white towel on my head and a white robe. And I have just come out of the bathroom in our temporary.
Yeah, we have a great bath. You can see it in our house.
In our house. Our Sydney house is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a deep bathtub.
It's a beautiful bath. Yeah. And I just love whenever I'd visit Tatiana and she would be fresh from the bath and like and hosting from a robe and a towel on her head. It's so chic.
Didn't you meet her? She was topless when you first met her.
Yeah. It's a story that'll be in the pod. In the memoir.
Yeah. It's a good one. So we got to wait. Not even a hint? Not even a hint? Come on.
I think I talked about it already.
You've talked about it. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, that's right. You met and she was paper macheing her boobs or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Beata, because I think Beata was going to CalArts and they were doing paper mache and it was giving the plaster casters, but it was women plaster casting, not vaginas, but not penises.
Not vaginas, but not penises.
Well, would you let them do you? I'm sure the plaster casters.
It would be hard to say no to. I mean, it's really like you're becoming a part of history. For people that don't know, these were women in the 60s and 70s that did paper mache moldings of musicians' penises. And when they were on tour, where were they? Detroit or something?
Yeah, they were bestie friends who loved music. So there's famously, they have Jimi Hendrix. I wonder where those are. You know what's funny though? They're like soft. Some of them. I've looked them up.
Was sort of just about to ask that. Were they molding flaccid or erect penises?
You know,
penises?
This is fine. Flaccid's like, that's why fine, not? But then,
so there was no, because I thought it's pressure either way. It's like that Harvey Keitel thing.
I kind of think it's cooler that it's soft. Like when you think of Greek statues and stuff or drawings.
Yeah, none of them have boners.
No, it's not like Playgirl magazine.
Did you catch my Harvey Keitel reference? Do you know that
story?
Sorry,
go back.
No,
go
do you
back.
Know that story?
No.
Harvey Keitel, apparently, before he does a love scene, he says to the woman, or this is back in the day, said, don't be offended if I do get excited. Don't be offended if I don't.
That's amazing.
But is that, I feel like he's sort of like just like giving himself a little bit of permission to be creepy too.
Oh, that's not amazing.
Don't you think?
But it does make me think that women can hide, women can fake an orgasm, women can hide being aroused. I mean, sometimes you can't like, I think that's why in some cultures, and those Japanese drawings always have the flushed cheeks and the flushed ears or something, like, because that indicates arousal. But women, you know, a man, you know when they're aroused. But yes, decency. It's not like George from Housewives of New York with pushing his erection in people's backs.
Oh my God. Wait, Aviva's dad?
Yeah.
Well, you remembered his name. Wow. So we're currently we're on season 7.
Don't tell us what happens with Luann. We don't know, even though this is 10 years old.
I know. My nieces were telling us, you don't know about what happened with Luann? We were like, we are living in a bubble.
It's so weird. Yeah. We have like put ourselves in a time machine and it's the best.
Totally.
It's our relaxation. You're not a big bed rotter.
I'm not a big bed rotter.
Rotter.
I am I'm a little terrified of
bed rotting. You'll never laziness. Come out. You'll never come back out if you start. Is that your fear? You'll do it and you won't ever get out of bed.
I think I just have that refugee survival instinct, which is like,
that's
I
good.
View all, everything has to be productive. Everything I'm doing. And I'm learning that rest
Listen,
is
I'm
also
hanging
productive.
My yeah. coat onto you because, no, I'm productive as well. And I'm kind of like you. Like,
do you mean to say you're hanging something on my coattails?
I don't
you're
know.
Riding my
I'm
coattails?
Hanging
or you're
my
hanging
hat.
Your coat on me.
Okay. I'm hanging my hat on you. No, I second that emotion in a way. Like,
I like all the, I like these phrases you're coming up with. It's really good. Yeah.
I think that I get it. When we first started dating, we went on a vacation and you got super depressed.
I'm scared of vacations. But I like work. I like play. I think part of it is that as a musician, I've created this career where play and work are the sort of the same thing. So I also feel the absence of work as like the absence of play. Like it almost takes on this seriousness.
Right. You know? Yeah, I mean, I always come back to when I moved back from New York back to LA, and I quickly went on a holiday to
Yalapa.
Yalapa. I've
a
never,
lot of your stories are about Yalapa. Listen, so I took a shot.
I guess yeah. I've never told this story to you before. And I had to leave because I was like, I can't be on a vacation. I need to set up my life back in LA. I need to like settle in. It was too soon. I mean, when it's the right time, it's the right time. But a working vacation or working in an amazing city or place, nothing better.
You know,
I mean, I don't
amazing.
Want to say nothing better, but it's so good.
And also when it's paid for,
yeah,
that's double. Listen, then you can really enjoy.
I mean, I've done movies in Rome, Tunisia, Paris, London. Like, what's not to love about working in a city and settling in, doing a whole job, getting, you know, having that, you know, whatever.
Is there anywhere you've worked without insulting the inhabitants of it that you vowed never to return to?
That's interesting. I was going to
say. Did anywhere leave such a bad taste in your mouth that you were like, I will never set foot in this dastardly town again?
You know, I mean, what was that? Oh, no, that was probably, what was the horror movie I did?
In Salt Lake City.
Oh, no, I like that. I like Salt Lake City. I was in Calgary. I mean, places I don't know that I'd move to forever, but there was always something good about it.
I had one place that I developed this aversion to, and I don't think it's the place. I think it's something about me, but Santa Cruz, California. I had a series of nightmares. My whole band sort of flipped out in Santa Cruz. We were under an immense amount of stress and we were doing all this technical sort of, you know, finessing all the technical stuff of the show. And I got up and sleepwalked and sleep talked and woke David Muller, who is the bass player who I was sharing a room with, walking around the room. I was saying, they fixed the dream vocal. The echo is all gone. And all of this, and then he said, Ben, do you realize what just happened? He woke me up. But he left me, and then Lara stressed. Got locked out of a room and it was a full moon and she like smashed the door in of the motel. It was just one of those, like, we got in sort of a spiral.
A cosmic not psychic, but psychic. Is that the word?
I don't know. Psychic break.
Something.
Yeah.
Wait, after that one ceremony when we were with Lara in that hotel and there motel. Where were? Oh, that was.
It was
in,
somewhere outside Ojai. We did an ayahuasca ceremony, and then we hadn't planned where to stay.
And I was just like uncomfortable.
And we didn't feel like we could really drive.
I was
back.
Uncomfortable. You don't know what to eat after. You're sort of hungry, but you don't know if you're hungry. And then you can't sleep because you're like kind of processing the whole thing. And then we're in a motel, and the people were partying like. Gross partying next door.
It was like three guys just like doing drugs next
and
door
Lara
in this little motel.
Knocked on this motel because you're in Ojai, but everything was booked. Yeah. And we
could only get one room. So it was you, me, and one
I
bed
know.
And Lara.
And Lara knocked on the door and was like, excuse me, we have a baby in here. Can you call? And they were like, you don't have a baby in there.
And then she left and we just had the burst out laughing.
Yeah.
Next door.
I think that makes sense. I mean, Santa Cruz is beautiful and we went on at that funny crazy
yeah that was a
trip,
nice we did have a nice time there. It's still the I guess the like the psychological agony I went through was so intense.
I have a terrible Santa Cruz story.
What's that?
Wait, it's funny because I don't know if someone told me about it or if it happened to us. Isn't that weird? Karis was dating someone and his mom lived in Santa Cruz and she had mice in the attic and it's too gross.
And they were brother and sister?
The mice?
Yeah.
No, it was, I can't even. Mm. It's like a whole story. It's too crazy.
Can I smooth your makeup just a tiny bit?
I kind of didn't put too much makeup on that side because...
It's a little darker there. It's shadowy.
Also, too. I just like, it felt...
Oh yeah, that's okay.
Sensitive. That's anyway.
Okay. Hey, we're here to be sensitive and be open. Can I tell you something I was sensitive about today? My healing journey this morning.
What was that?
So I have a friend, I won't name them. Another musician who we'd had a falling out that was like this gradual decay of the relationship.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was frozen. It had become this horrible feeling.
How did you know to approach talking about
it? I didn't. So we had a mutual friend. I was looking for someone. I'm trying to find someone who's good at doing taxes for musicians. And I asked another mutual friend and they were like, oh, you should ask, you know, X. And so I texted and I was like, I'm just trying to be normal. And I texted and I was like, hey, do you, I've heard you might have a good tax accountant. And she just said, hey, we've never talked about it, but can we? I was so grateful she brought it up because it was such a gift because we got on the phone today. And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Basically, like, you remember Andrew Dominik, the Chopper director who used the phrase head miles in our house? Like, it
made
me realize
that a lot lately.
I know. I've been,
it's good.
It made me realize how many head miles I'd done about our relationship. Like, I thought basically that she had iced me out and didn't like me anymore and had judged me and all this stuff. And she just had, there were some real things we hadn't talked about. Mm. And she didn't have an easy light bantering when there was something that needed to be addressed. Yeah. But I brought up, I don't know, for me, it made me realize like how much of a story do we have about these relationships that haven't worked out in our past where we think we think we understand what happened, but we don't.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I feel so much better about it today. And I'm so grateful that she addressed it because I said then, oh, can we get on the phone and talk about it? And I think the thing it made me realize is like, because I'm this sort of intense personality and I like do a lot and I'm proactive. I'm sort of looking at my avoidance side at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing like I have this avoidance side too.
I've just realized my artistic side is not always conducive or toward parenting or being responsible, which is like no shit. Like artists are notoriously Peter Pan like, but for some reason, because I hold on to the, like, I have this very organized side. Don't laugh. I know you think
I'm not laughing.
And I'm very maternal and I'm like dutiful with my parenting in some ways. But I was like realizing like, wow, I'm kind of shit at like parenting and dealing.
But you know what's interesting?
And I blame it on the artist.
You're not shit at it, but I think there is sort of a moment of truth that we often have where we have to own up to the worst aspects of ourselves. Like I remember, speaking of ayahuasca, I did one surgery. I did one ceremony where I saw myself as just this hedonistic pirate that was just indulgent. And all I wanted was just sensual pleasures. And basically like in this journey, I was just like raping and pillaging my way through life. Like no compassion or no real empathy or anything. And it was a horrific side of myself. And yes, there is a side of each of us that is a horror show.
Mm.
But I think almost like once we accept our capacity for being truly awful at something, the reality is these are just like slight flaws that we can work on and improve as we move through life.
Yeah, I guess if you look at it sort of clear-headedly and you kind of work on stuff, like who did that? Abe Lincoln would every month take a couple of traits and try to, anyway, there's so many, and people try so hard also, like whirling dervishes and
they really try so hard. Those whirling dervishes, just with the spinning, literally in terms of people who spin, the whirling dervishes have committed to that with such intensity. I just
mean they like try to take a moment to be the Tasmanian devil. I mean, I know that they do it as a spiritual thing to get to a space, but my what I'm saying is like making a moment of just letting yourself be that kind of whirling dervish.
Yeah.
Like I used to have dreams where I'm like, I'd realize I was dreaming and I'd be like, everyone, let's all have sex, you know, because you realize you're dreaming that side of you that I don't allow
the
myself.
Orgiastic.
I don't allow, like I want to have that in life in a safe way, but I'm a kind of like uptight, but there obviously is a part of me that wants to, in acting too. Like I always admire actors and that's why I love that Weirder Together performance, because I felt like everybody had these moments.
Oh, the last show
where they, you know, everyone was delivering their performances and there was like an aspect of wildness, but in a safe space, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry to use the term safe space.
No, hey, this is a safe space. But yeah. I remember when I was doing Qigong, the Qigong teacher was really against. He didn't like that term at all. He was like, life isn't a safe space.
Right.
And it's kind of true. But
I find so many of those terms cringy or just like, I'm always have an aversion to being like everybody else. You know, like if you go in a shop and someone's like, oh, everybody's buying this shirt. I'm like, well, then I don't want it. Or, you know, trying not to use the words. And
you need to be a rebel.
Terms, rebel.
A nonconformist.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I want to conform.
I know. Well, they go together because all forms of reactivity, whether it's like conformity or not, or like intense nonconformity, are both based on the fact that the idea that like you don't really have solid boundaries between yourself and the other.
Yeah.
So you're really threatened by it or you like you're going to be swamped by it or you want to merge with it or, you know.
And look, we're all trying to get high on our own ups and downs and ups. I'm just kidding. I was just thinking if we were just like even, would we be just like.
No, because that dance, the dance of wanting what others have and then the dance of wanting to prove ourselves as separate, that is all the tension and release of being in a society. Mm. You know, that's seduction and repulsion.
Wait, did we talk about. Yeah, we did talk about the Lord Dudley and.
Oh yeah, the fireplaces. I know you're hopped up on Sydney pub fireplaces.
I'm just like hopped up on the pubs and the grubs.
Totally. But I want to be less avoidant at this time of my life.
Okay, yeah.
That is something I am right now. That is my little moment of saying I'm ready to. It's just so much better to address things when they need to be addressed.
I would love that. Because I love like.
I know I'm avoidant with you, right?
Well, yeah. Like when you're going through something, it's like as if you're like, I don't want to sort of bother you. But it's like worse because it's sort of like you can tell someone's going through something, but they're like, it's like they're taking up a room anyway, but it's almost like an elephant in the room. So you're just like, ugh.
I know. I get really heavy and insular.
Yeah, just like, and you think you're being tidy and like, oh, I'm not like upsetting you. But it's like, just like, let's talk or, you know, let's get it out.
Yeah.
And then I can, you know, it sort of feels better and that we can deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know your intention is to just not be too much, but. It's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. Yeah. I'm learning that. I'm excited. I'm starting to do these shows and then there's all these different, like the Dandy Warhols are coming to town next week. We haven't seen Courtney Taylor for years.
Oh my God.
We stayed with him and Lockett in Portland when Goldie was 1 year old. One year old or
and Kate, my kid, was so cute because he has a little wine cellar and we were like, where is she? And we went down. He's got like a castle. He's like the
king of Portland.
The king of Portland. And she was eating chocolates because he's got for non-drinkers, like children and non-drinkers, he has beautiful chocolates for them.
No, I don't think it was just wine. I think it was like some wine goes best well. To be enjoyed with like
but
a good dark chocolate.
She's sitting in this beautiful little wine cellar, eating chocolates on this stool and chatting. And he's so sweet.
He really is. And I'm...
Oh, and his kid is like around Goldie's age.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a year younger.
So we had babies and we did it. We made up that song, TikTok.
TikTok, the baby cluck.
We held our babies and we swung them back and forth and made up. Because y'all are musicians with a song ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about your song the other day that you woke up
there
with.
There was a boat. There was a man. So how do you go anywhere with that?
Have you analyzed that dream?
No, but oh boy, I've got the morning dreams. Like when we used to analyze dreams, boy, it was great.
Yeah.
But anyone, you can write in, tell us what you think. Was a boat, was a man.
So wait, what was the dream though? You were just singing it or there was... You keep pointing at my phone. It's all good. The guy's not here yet.
Okay. Yeah. I think...
We're waiting for some Uber Eats.
I don't remember, but I wish, analyzing dreams is a whole thing and it's doable.
I know, but what was the dream?
I'm saying you have to do it in the moment. I think
you don't
it was,
you just remember the
no,
song.
No, I don't. So it's too late.
But dreaming songs is so cool. Were you singing it or was someone else singing it?
I think I was singing it.
Because I've had dreams where I hear a song by a band and it's them produced, like them perform. Like I had one that was U2 and I don't remember the song, but it was like Bono singing and it was like I'd written a song.
Yeah,
No, no, no. It was just like I was hearing the new U2 single, it was something my unconscious made up.
Oh, right. I've done that.
Then I heard a Guided by Voices song and I'll never forget that one. I put on a 7-inch single and it was going, thank you, room 73. Thank you, TV satellite. Thank you, room 73. Thank you, TV satellite. Isn't that cool?
Amazing. It sounds like a Nancy Boy song.
Yeah, and it's got that like British rock kind of thing, which like
I mean, some people really write songs from dreams,
yeah.
Right?
I've never...
And movie ideas and probably...
Oh, wait, no, I did have one. One I sort of actually
But when
actually
you said
wrote.
You put it on a 7-inch, you didn't really... Just
no, no, in the dream.
Oh, got it.
But I did have one other dream where
Thank
there was
you,
like...
Rooms 20.
73. There was also one I sang where... Or I heard in a dream that Belle and Sebastian had a new song. And the song went, the solution I'll find, the solution I'll find. Just keep my hands in my pocket, the solution I'll find. It was really pretty. Yeah.
You're good at getting the
I'm like the original AI.
Yes.
Like you give me a prompt, say give me a new Belle and Sebastian song. Give me a Guided by Voices song.
You do it in the theme of it. You can write those songs. Like what was this song from Lost?
Oh, you are everybody.
Yeah, you can write those songs for I'm not putting you down.
No, well
it's
there's a project coming up that might be a bit like where I get to write in different voices and different artists and stuff.
But it's a silly, like that wasn't that silly, but often the fake bands are so silly. But in Lost, that band wasn't that silly. Like, but that song did, what is it? An earworm or whatever?
Yeah.
You are.
No, it was good. It was a believable hit.
My
it was like
brother
a sub Oasis
did the
kind of
remake
song.
Of And God Created Woman.
Wait, what's that's a movie?
Roger Vadim, okay. Brigitte Bardot, famous mid-60s, early 60s, uber famous French film, you know, Roger Vadim. And in the 80s, he remade it. And Roger Vadim, lovely, amazing guy, like so sweet.
Wait, Roger Vadim remade it or Dono remade it?
Roger Vadim. Okay. Roger Vadim. And they did it in Santa Fe, and it was just too funny.
Wait, Dono was part of it?
Yeah, he was acting in it. Rebecca, cool. I wasn't acting in it, but we went. That was the days, like whenever my brother was doing a movie somewhere, or I was doing a movie, my mom, my brother, we'd all come and hang out. It wasn't like, you know, like a creepy mom manager. We just all were like fun. And then they would just hang out. And movies were so fun and everyone hanging out. Anyway, he was in a band in the movie and it was so corny. It was like the Jamaican guy, the, you know, the punk guy, the Native American,
It's like the Village People.
Oh, I know. It was like the Village People, but not like that thought out. It was just like, doesn't a band, like really in real life, bands are all like usually pretty much the same.
Oh, racially.
Not racially, just look like the style.
Similar
guys.
Kind of looks, yeah.
Except for the Chili Peppers when they made the drummer, like they said, to Chad when he joined, like, you should be a little more like, get a mohawk or something. He was like, no, I'm fine. Like, I'm not, no.
Lou Barlow, our Weirder Together stablemates from Roy Impressions. He did the music and played in a band in the movie Laurel Canyon. You know, Lisa Cholodenko.
I love that movie.
And he has stories on one of the episodes about that.
Mailboxes at the bottom of someone I know, family member. Still, I don't know why I think someone's going to stalk.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know that road.
I feel like we've given away so much information over the years about our personal life that we're like super easy to find.
I mean,
we're
always like,
we'll be at this cafe at 11 a.m.
The
Unicorn
Pub.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny with movies, like when, like I've acted and starred in movies and sometimes I get almost more excited when like someone's borrowed some shirt of mine and they're in a movie. I'm like, that's my shirt. That's my shirt.
Yeah.
It's like you starred in a bunch of movies. Like,
no, I love that too. I love like being a minor part of other people's stories.
It's exciting.
That's always kind of exciting. Like if like Christian Lee Hudson borrowed one of my guitars and played it on Phoebe Bridges' record. Yeah. And I like knowing that I like knowing that my gear is on the, and it's fine. It's all part of the delicate and fine interweaving of the artistic community.
Yes.
We're going to end the episode. I'm going to pop my new single Lovers at the end of the episode. Before I do that, I'm going to very quickly plug a bunch of shows that I've just announced. And I just wanted to tell people, please come along. These are all around Australia. Thursday, May 2nd in Sale, Victoria. Friday, May 3rd in Nunawading, Victoria. Saturday, May 4th in Harbour Rye. Sunday, May 18th, Dangar Island, Mother's Day. Friday, May 17th, Cairns. May 18th, Townsville. May 24th, Castlemaine. May 25th, St. Kilda. May 31st, Brunswick Heads. Ionia, got to take you there. That theatre is in an old... The venue's an old movie theatre. It's really cool. Outside Byron. June 1st, Small Fry Rock in Brisbane and Umundi. Friday, June 7th, Canberra. June 8th, Ulladulla. June 14th, Woi Woi. June 15th, Avalon Beach. Avalon Beach, near Mackerel, where Sally and Darren are. June 21st, Ipswich. June 22nd, Kingston. June 29th, Chatswood. July 4th, Redland. July 5th, Lismore. And July 6th, Coffs Harbour. Russell Crowe, we're coming for you.
Yay. How do people see that?
They should go. My socials are linked to my website, ben-lee.com. They can buy tickets to all of them there.
Ben-lee.com.
Because benlee.com is a trucking company that has never given up the fucking website, no matter how many times I've asked for it.
Ooh, I never knew that.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you, beautiful babies.
Love you so much.
This is Lovers.
Okay. To all the lovers you remember, to all the lovers that you don't, to all the lovers that told you taking you home. To all the lovers who kissed you, to all the lovers that you touched, to all the lovers that were gentle, to those that were rough. There goes Charlotte with her boombox. There goes Stephen with his cane. To all the lovers that left you just a little bit changed. There goes Lisa with her motorcycle. There goes Ian with his gun. To all the lovers that weren't loves for a whole lot of fun. To all the lovers who would doubt you, to all the lovers that believed, this is a song for all the lovers that brought you to me. There goes Angie, she's a sculptor. There goes Edward, he's from France. To all the lovers that would spin you when you wanted to dance. To all the lovers that you hate now, and to the ones who became friends, this is a song for all the lovers who taught you things end. To all the lovers that you mentioned, and the secret ones you keep, song for all the lovers brought you to me. This is a song for all the lovers that brought you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.